For a century, the Youngstown area has largely followed the ebbs and flows of traditional manufacturing. Now the Mahoning Valley is looking toward a new economy, one defined by distribution centers and autonomous and electric vehicles. From public radio station WKSU, ML Schulze takes a closer look at the prospects for transformation.
Eight kids sit at the conference table pitching their projects. Smartphones that expand, fold, fit around their wrists.
Overseas compared to airplanes. Transporting from the inner Buffalo
but the inaugural logistics class at Lordstown High School is not pitching the mythical technology. It's pitching ways to distribute the foreign-made goods in the U.S. market. With a $170 million home goods warehouse taking shape near the former GM plant, Lordstown Superintendent Terry Armstrong says this sort of class in how to move products around the globe makes sense. So, he says, would college-level courses in electric and autonomous vehicle technology at the high school.
We want to be part of it, we want to support them, and we want our people around here to be the workers there of the future.
Armstrong says that means planning for a future that has more unknowns than knowns. Here are the knowns. The GM assembly plant that employed 14,000 people at one time is gone. GM sold it cheap to a startup that plans to build electric pickup trucks. And in a joint venture, GM plans to build an electric vehicle battery plant nearby. The unknowns? Basically everything else. Taxes, training, incentives, investment, pay, unionization, even the future of the electric vehicle market itself. Dan Krause drives around the old GM plant. The commercial realtor points to the Home Goods Center, to the open fields where he envisions the battery plant, to a turnpike that's experimenting with autonomous vehicles, and to a state-of-the-art power plant. He weaves it together into a new economy for an old region.
This is a little like standing at the end of a runway. In a clear day, with keen eyesight, you can see planes circling. The question is, are we smart enough to help them land?
Among those trying to help them land is Ohio's governor, lawmakers, and the state's private jobs agency. After all, the new battery plant alone could create more than 1,100 jobs. J.P. Nassif heads Jobs Ohio, which boosts site selection, workforce development, and research.
And this one's particularly exciting because it really is planting the future right there in an area that is well-equipped to deliver.
But others in the valley, home of steel, auto, and a lot of disappointment as those industries have shrunk, shifted, and disappeared, are more cautious. Pastor Joseph Walker heads the Trumbull County Ministerial Alliance, and for much of his life he's been trying to convince young people to see the world but invest in the valley. The decision by GM to shutter its assembly plant in March made that harder.
You know, whatever jobs were there were taken when the steel mills closed, when Delphi closed, when Ohio Lamp closed. There was nothing left to absorb these people here that were forced out of GM.
Monica Hoskins Van, who runs a small insurance company in nearby Boardman, says the Valley has learned to be skeptical.
Because everyone comes here with that positive message, and so many of them leave here, and they did not fulfill what they said they were going to do.
So, while they welcome news that promises jobs, Hoskins and Walker want to know more about pay, recruiting, and training. Some of the answers depend on decisions in D.C., where, though Congress failed to renew the tax credit on EV sales, the Department of Energy is considering a low-interest loan for the battery plant. Then there's the monumental role a $5 billion Postal Service contract could play in the future of Lordstown Motors, the startup that bought the assembly plant. The new company has a prototype of an electric pickup and plans to hire 400 people to start building it by next year. But CEO Steve Byrne says getting the Postal Service contract would elevate Lordstown Motors beyond expectations.
Our goal is to get it back to three shifts and run in full throttle and to produce more vehicles than it's ever produced in its 53-year history.
Unions are a key piece of the Mahoning Valley's history. It's unclear if they'll have a role in its future. Pastor Joseph Walker says losing the old way of life hurt deeply, but the next year will be crucial in determining how the Valley moves on.
If during this time we see progress, it will still have a scar on the generation that was immediately affected or directly. But for the group coming up, I think you can build something.
He says the key thing the Valley needs to build now is trust. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm ML Schulze.